From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Great to be here with you. We got a very good show for you this week. Author Stephen King will be joining us later to play Not My Job. But first, as you have no doubt heard, there is a worldwide food shortage going on. It's tragic, and it has finally begun to hit home in the world of public radio listeners. Slate.com reported that Itorki, a fine sheep cheese from the Basque region of Spain, is now up to $22 a pound due to shortages.
No.
It's also, in cruel coincidence, the same high price now being fetched by a pound of Italian prosciutto di Parma. Scattered reports from dinner parties in Santa Monica and Cambridge indicate that in some instances there has been rationing of the amuse-bouche. We just want to say we stand with you all in solidarity, and we here at Wait Wait have decided to switch for the duration of this crisis to domestic cheeses. Yes, we can. To express your solidarity with us, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Jamie in Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. It's a beautiful place. What do you do there?
I'm a biologist, and I study sexual behavior in worms.
Really? Did you say worms or Mormons?
Worms.
Worms.
Oh.
Now, is it true that one worm can do both things?
Yeah, actually.
Play both roles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
At the same time, I mean...
Yeah, it usually takes two, but the ones I work on, you could just get by with a single one. Ooh.
So one worm will pull over and ask for directions on one end, but at the other end won't?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Welcome to the show, Jamie. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher and the author of the novel Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Jamie.
Next, say hello to a comedian who'll be appearing at the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord, New Hampshire on Friday, June 6th, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hey, Paula.
Hey, Jamie.
And finally, say hello to a humorist and author most recently of Long Time Leaving, Dispatches from Up South, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr., right there.
Hey, Roy. Mm-hmm.
Jamie, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yeah, great.
All right. Yes, it is. You are ready. Here we go.
Okay.
Here is your first quote.
Divisive, outrageous, appalling, objectionable, offensive, inexcusable.
Those, as collected by the Chicago Sun-Times, were just a few of the things that Barack Obama had to say about a man he now wishes would just go away. Who?
His pastor,
yes.
Jeremiah Wright.
Jeremiah Wright,
yeah.
Very good. When the first very brief snippets of Barack Obama's former pastor's speeches appeared on TV, some of his defenders said, well, you know, he didn't mean it all, you've got to see him in context. Well, after several days of context, we can now say, he meant it.
Oh.
Wright affirmed that he believes that 9/11 was a retribution for America's own sins, that the U.S. government may have invented AIDS to target blacks, that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Oh, wait a minute, that wasn't one of his, sorry. Barack Obama denounced the man who was once his mentor. When that was not deemed sufficient, the senator announced plans to recite the Pledge of Allegiance while joining an Episcopal church in Connecticut. And then Obama will poke Reverend Wright with his new American flag lapel pin.
Until this week, I thought it was impossible for two people to simultaneously throw each other under a bus.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And why would you want a preacher who didn't go off the deep end? I mean, that's the whole point of preaching, is to get carried away and to get off beyond sort of things that are respectable. Sure.
What church do you go to? Maybe I've misinterpreted what you're supposed to do in the church. You're supposed to go off the deep end and say things that aren't respectable? Is that what you said?
The first church of Twist and Shout.
Gee, we sang hymns and slept.
All right, Jimmy, here is your second quote.
So I firmly believe that, you know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course.
That was President Bush laying out his careful strategy he's come up with to deal with what?
Let's see. The economy's going south.
The economy is the answer, yes. As the economy continues to deflate and gas prices hit $4 a gallon and keep on rising, President Bush decided to hold a news conference to explain his detailed plan. In addition to wishing for a magic wand he does not have, he has decided to lead us back to prosperity by blaming Congress. And he has a point. If he hadn't been in charge for the past 7 years, there's no telling what those evil Congress people might have done to the economy. He's held them in check.
You know, if there's one person you'd want to keep away from an actual magic wand.
Right.
Can't you see that press conference?
Right.
Okay, I suppose you're all wondering why I now have antlers. Funny story.
It's not easy to screw up abracadabra. But yeah, but
there it was. Dabra camabra. Yeah. Oh, no.
Spoing.
You don't think he'd use it for vengeance?
I think he might try.
All right, here is your last quote, Jimmy.
I think it's really artsy. It wasn't in a skanky way.
That was someone defending some photos that were taken of her. They've caused quite a scandal. Who are we talking about?
Ooh.
Ooh?
Celebrity question.
Yes. Do you have any young children, say girls, between the ages of, say, 7 and 13?
Yeah, that's... No. I'm going to have to... I give up.
It's Miley Cyrus, also known as Hannah Montana. Heard of her?
Yeah, you've heard of her.
Oh,
I knew that.
Miss Cyrus is one of the biggest pop stars today. She's a 15-year-old singer who sells out arenas both as herself and as her Disney Channel character, Hannah Montana. She is marketed as the sweet, innocent, wholesome alternative to all those pop tarts like Britney and Paris. So it's kind of a problem when Vanity Fair published a photo of the young woman clearly not wearing a shirt, though she does have a blanket pressed demurely up to her. It's like Hannah Montana's softcore slumber party. The Disney Corporation is reportedly very upset. They're afraid that it'll ruin their franchise, but our bet is, given how much money Britney Spears still makes, that Disney has got Plan B all ready to go for Miss Cyrus's 18th birthday, in which her character will change her name to Hannah Nicole Smith.
I think if it goes really well, Annie Leibovitz will photograph Dora the Explorer. That's what I think.
And I think we're going to see a side of Dora we've never seen before.
Carl, how did Jamie do in our quiz?
Jamie had 2 correct answers, Peter. That's good enough to win our prize. Congratulations, Jamie.
All right. Done. Yeah.